AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu hails achievements in Israel's operation against Iran during a meeting with his senior officials, while NATO urges de-escalation. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is after a very successful opening strike. He says, we hit the senior command, we hit senior scientists involved in the development of the atomic bomb, we hit the nuclear facilities, we're accumulating achievements. Netanyahu spoke from a situation room with ministers and army officials after Israel attacked Iran's capital early Friday in strikes that targeted the country's nuclear program and raised the potential for a larger war between the two bitter adversaries. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte makes the case for a de-escalation of the conflict as soon as possible.
It is obviously a rapidly evolving situation. This was a unilateral action by Israel. So I think it is crucial for many allies, including the United States, to work as we speak to de-escalate.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Investigators continue to search the site of Thursday's Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad. The crash killed over 240 people on board and several people on the ground after it struck a medical college hostel in a residential area. A single passenger survived the crash. An appeals court on Thursday temporarily blocked a federal judge's order that had directed President Trump to return control of National Guard troops to California. And No Kings protests are set to take place across the U.S. to counter Washington's military parade. The event coincides with President Trump's 79th birthday, and Army officials have estimated around 200,000 attendees for the evening military parade. This is AP News. A former All-Star currently pitching for the Reds has been accused of being the drug supplier for the late Tyler Skaggs.
Wade Miley is accused in court documents of providing drugs to the late Tyler Skaggs, an Angels pitcher who died of an accidental overdose in 2019. Skaggs' former agent, Ryan Hamill, said in a deposition that Skaggs told him he was using pain pills containing oxycodone provided by Miley. The deposition is part of a wrongful death lawsuit filed by Skaggs' family against the Angels. Former Angels publicist Eric Kay was convicted in Texas of providing the fentanyl-laced pills that an autopsy said contributed to Skaggs' death. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The owner of the nightclub in the Dominican Republic, whose roof collapsed in April and killed over 200 people, was arrested Thursday along with his sister. Prosecutors accused Maribel and Antonio Espaillat of trying to intimidate or manipulate company employees. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.